And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our Ace Hardware series. We are live from Hoboken, New Jersey today, home of Frank Sinatra. He was born here over 100 years ago now. Our very special guest today is Ernie Reyes, who is the owner of City Paint and Ace Hardware. Ernie, welcome to the Ace Hardware series.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you too. Tell us about yourself and your family, and how did you guys get started in this business and leading the City Paint and Ace Hardware there in Hoboken?
Hardware store has been here since 1931, 85 years next year. My father originally bought the store in 1978. He was going to open up a nearby business, electrical supply house, and he was coming to this hardware store to purchase his supplies when the owner told him, you know, you shouldn't go into that business, you should buy mine. So he bought the business here, and I've been working at it, you know, summers and Saturdays since I was 8 years old. So it's in our blood.
It must be. That's amazing. So you've been at it for quite a long time. And so was there ever any convincing that your dad had to sit down with Ernie and say, okay, kid, you're going to take over this store someday? Or did you just, did it just happen, you know, organically?
Yeah, there's something funny that happens. You know, when you're a kid, you think the most of your dad. You think he's amazing. And then you become a teenager and you rebel a little bit and you say, I'll never work there and that'll never be what I do. And then somehow when you go to college, you start realizing that your parents are geniuses. And it started to look much more appealing than working in the corporate world. And being your own boss and working with your family is a lovely experience, and it's something that I've cherished. There was a period of time where, you know, we worked at the store, and I lived at home with them, and it was great to keep that relationship with my parents so close, and yet, you know, separate it when we were at work so that we could, have a harmonious experience together.
Absolutely. And harmonious is a good description for City Paint and Ace Hardware and your relationship with the whole Hoboken market. Why do you think that customers are so dependent, loyal, and if I may say, in love with your store?
So when I was growing up, my dad was like the mayor. Everyone knew him and loved him. And, you know, we've always partnered with local community organizations. Like the local Lions Club, my dad dresses up as Santa, and we give gifts to the St. Joseph's School for the Blind. We also, the way Ace says it is owned the mile. My town is a square mile, and there's 50,000 people in it. So we try to service the community as much as possible. When Hurricane Sandy happened, we were deeply affected, and we were flooded. Most of the town was flooded. 60-70% of the town was flooded. And we became like a charging station for people's iPhones. They could come in here and charge their cell phones, and it was just the place to congregate, and it is today.
Mm. And when you become that, and you act it out, and you exercise it, and you're a friend to the area, then it's not about some retailer trying to sell you something. It's a genuine, authentic relationship that works.
Well, you know, that's the way we treat people is we try to make them part of our family. They're not customers. And we consider them guests in our home. And we try our best never to say no if we can help it. And making our employees happy makes our customers happy. It all goes together with, having that hospitality.
That's right, exactly. I was talking to Ernie before the show that we're celebrating the 100th birthday of Francis Albert Sinatra, one of the favorite sons of Hoboken. And I think it's so ironic that we're talking also to Ernie this week. And so as everything is circling around Hoboken, New Jersey, do you think that Francis Albert actually shopped in your store sometime between 1931 and the 1970s or 80s?
Well, I would hope so. It's certainly around the same period of time. I think December 12th is his birthday. And, you know, it's something you go into restaurants and you hear his music. It's part of the fabric of the town. We love Frank Sinatra here, and the local museum has a nice portion of it dedicated to Frank Sinatra. There's a nice section you can go in, and it's just part of the town. People talk about it all the time, and it's lovely music. It's just something nice to be able to have from this town.
You bet. I love the fact that you mentioned you go into stores or restaurants and music is playing. Our local Ace Hardware does a terrific job of managing the five senses as you walk into the store. And obviously they've got the touchdown in terms of the relationship that they're building with people. But it's interesting, Ernie, how they do the fragrance and they do sometimes taste, et cetera. What do you guys do there at City Paint and Ace Hardware to appeal to the five senses, to the local citizens?
Well, we try to have eye-catching displays. We're a convenient neighborhood hardware store, Ace Hardware store. And, you know, we sell pickles, and we have pickle parties, and we put out pickles for people. And we try different foods, barbecue sauces and pretzels. And, you know, we always have that going on. We sell candles to try to have that smell going on in the background. So, you know, and you have the music as well. So, you try to engage your customers in every way possible and have them just, be part of the family, part of the Ace family.
You bet. That's what we do. I love it. Well done. I'm glad that you're conscious of that. It makes a difference, I think, to shoppers today.
Sure.
The world is going fast and furiously through technology today. Consumers have lots of different places that they can go buy their paint. What are you doing from a social media perspective to stay ahead of the power curve?
So I guess that ties in with our town is a particularly young town. We have a lot of millennials. You know, we're very close to New York City. We're right across the river, and we have a subway that goes there. So it's a very vibrant young town, and everybody's on their phones all the time. And Ace Corporate does a great job of maintaining the Facebook site. And, you know, what we find is with the young customers and millennials, as they like to save money. And we are here to help them in any way. And if we can teach them how doing it yourself, you can save money and help them get that message across just that, you know, you can do it yourself. You don't have to pay someone to get this job done. That's something everybody loves. And, we're just here to help. If we can be their hero and help them, show them how to do something, you know, that saves the day. And I'll be a hero anytime I get a chance.
And I think that's a great centerpiece of your whole enterprise there is you are there to help others and to help them grow and do it themselves. And let's just kind of lay it on the line. You give them some skill sets that they may not have had before.
Absolutely. There's only so much. I mean, there's a lot of information you can get on the internet, but there's nothing like somebody there showing you how to do it and how to put it together and, you know, available for when you run into trouble, you can come back to. We're here to help the customer, and that's a wonderful thing to be, is to be helpful. That's what we try to do every day. Some people need more help than others, and we love that. We love being able to help our customers.
You bet. And it's what we call here the zero moment of truth. If someone is wanting some paint supplies or advice. We know that 20% of those millennials out there will literally put in paint and their zip code. And then whatever shows up in the top two or three, those are the ones that they're going to go after in the zero moment of truth. And so it's so important that Ace stays ahead of that power curve relative to that. Ernie, we also talk a lot here on the Ace Hardware Show for small business owners who are also striving to take their next generation into ownership of their stores or their operation. What advice would you give to young business owners today who have sons and daughters that who may have some passive interest in the business? How do you get them integrated, involved, and eventually so interested that they may want to take over the business from mom and pop?
Well, succession planning is a huge part of our business. A lot of our businesses are 2, 3, 4 generations. And it's something that we need to really prepare for. I have twin girls, that are 6 years old. And while they're a little young to be doing this, we've already set up a trust for them. And we've set up a trust with my dad and my sister. And it's really a matter of just going at it. And it's a long process, but you go through it, you get an attorney, and we set up the right way to do it through gifting. And then also, I like to tell my girls, I help people all day long. That's what I do. And if they want to go on and help and be at the store, that's a wonderful thing. If they want to go on and do something else, I think you have to be open to that. And everybody's different. So, they'll be working at my store soon. I started when I was 8 years old, working in summers and things like that. So, I hope to have them here, in a few years.
Yeah. And what's so interesting is that you at 8 years old learned, I think, some of the great core values of being a servant leader, because helping other people means that you're there to serve. And let's face it, you're solving other people's problems.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to solve other people's problems. I think that's number one. You get to participate in people's problems and collaboratively come up with solutions and figure out how we can overcome their problems. And that's just something I love doing. I'm a problem solver, and that's just something, I'd like to share with my daughters. If they care to do so, I think it's a wonderful way, and that's why families are always involved in hardware stores, or mostly involved, because it's just something you can do together.
That's right. I have two millennial daughters who, if they have plumbing or electrical issues, they are less apt to want to go fix it themselves, and perhaps their husband someday will be doing that for them. Do you see millennials today as wanting to solve problems themselves, or do you see them as a part of some service-oriented culture?
So I think millennials are very skittish at first when they walk in our store. They have to be won over. They're very price conscious, and I think that Ace can really attack that market by showing them how much money they can save if they're going to get a plumber. Or they're going to get a professional to finish their job at home. That's clearly a lot more money than doing it themselves. And that's really where we can take advantage of that market and show them that, we can help them. We can help them save money. There's a pride of being able to do your own job and a satisfaction of knowing that you completed a task and fix the problem that somebody else can't do. And that's something that, we just love to help people with. Finish that project, get that thing done off your list and cross it off. And that's something wonderful. And every generation likes that.
I think you're right. I think at the core of that is a sense of accomplishment, and you can do that through the helpful folks at Ace Hardware. So it's a unique opportunity, and I must congratulate you, Ernie, on how you have merged avocation with vocation, because I can tell in your passionate voice that you really do love what you do.
I do. I can't complain. You know what? Every day is different. Every day brings a different problem, and we get to tackle those things and, get people on with their life. And that's just a wonderful thing. We're not a supply house. We're a place of helping people. And that's just something you can't find a lot in this world, and that's what we're all about.
Ernie, we wish you and your family great success in the future, and thanks again for being on, and we send our best to your entire team there at City Paint and Ace Hardware.
I will. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks again to Ernie Reyes for being on our Ace Hardware series. Man, this is a guy who loves problem solving, and it seems to be a pretty common theme with all of the fantastic Ace Hardware store owners that we continue to interview on this series. It is a wonderful thing to be helpful, and they are in a great position to do that. We thank everyone at the Ace Hardware organization, including CEO John Van Huysen, for his great cooperation as we continue this wonderful series. And until next time, as we always say here on Success Made to Last, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.